All across North America tonight, the full moon will go dark, at least for a little while, due to a full lunar eclipse.
An eclipse of the moon occurs when the sun, the earth, and the moon are in a straight line, so that the shadow of the earth falls on the moon and darkens the moon considerably. It also makes the moon appear rather reddish, depending on how much dust there is in the Earth's atmosphere. A solar eclipse, it's the opposite effect. It's when the shadow of the moon is cast on the Earth, and that's a much smaller footprint. So that's why most people have seen a lot more lunar eclipses than solar.
Timothy Ferris, a part-time Glen Ellen resident, is also a popular science writer and sometime filmmaker with a special interest in astronomy. He describes the sequence a typical lunar eclipse follows.
In the early stages of the eclipse, the moon will start to redden, and then there's this vague shadow of the Earth. And it's vague because the Earth has an atmosphere, so it makes the edge of the shadow more indistinct. And you'll see that come over the moon over a period of a half hour to an hour. When the moon is completely eclipsed, with binoculars, you should still be able to see some features because the Earth is still illuminated, and that reflected light casts a dim glow, so you can see a dim version of the full moon.
Weather and cloud cover permitting, an eclipse of the moon is easy to watch, especially through binoculars, and lasts an hour or so. They come around once or twice a year, someplace on the planet, Ferris adds, and they offer a natural gauge of the air quality where one is watching.
It's kind of a test of the Earth's atmosphere. I would predict, because of the recent volcanic eruptions in Indonesia, that this will be a relatively red-looking moon on this particular eclipse.
Shamans and charlatans have long used their prior knowledge of when eclipses would happen to manipulate less knowledgeable and superstitious people around them. Ferris says one such famous instance involved Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus used a lunar eclipse to establish his authority with the Indians of Central America. He needed supplies. They were not eager to accommodate his armed men. But Columbus had a table that conveniently showed a lunar eclipse coming up, so he performed this old trick whereby a man can pretend to control what, in fact, he can only predict. So Columbus told the Indians if they didn't do what he said, he would cause the moon to be extinguished. And the lunar eclipse started. The Indians were frightened. They came to terms with Columbus.
Tonight's eclipse happens to fall on the winter solstice, when the planetary tilt is at its extreme. But astronomically, Ferris says, that's simply a spatial coincidence.
Prior to the rise of astronomy as a science, astrologers naturally attributed all sorts of importance to various alignments of the moon, the sun, and the planets. These alignments turn out to have no consequence for human affairs. And the fact that this eclipse occurs near a solstice doesn't have any impact on the eclipse either.
If inclement weather or other circumstances prevent you from getting a look at the eclipse tonight, you can see photographs, videos, and more on the KRCB website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.